KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with a high around 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In local news, a complaint has been filed against the Atlantic Education Association with regard to collective bargaining. The complaint filed by the Atlantic School District alleges the Education Association, which represents the district's certified staff, violated a portion of the Iowa Code with regard to the Public Employment Relations Act or collective bargaining. The district's Board of Education held a regularly scheduled board meeting April 11th. In attendance were various public employees of the district. The complaint alleges also that in attendance were persons who had participated in the negotiations process between the board and association. During the meeting, various district public employees addressed the board regarding topics of bargaining, including topics of bargaining that have been outlined in 2017-18 agreement and those that were being negotiated as part of the 2018-19 agreement. Education Association President Mike McDermott has denied any allegations of impropriety and indicated he's disappointed the legal matter will interfere with contract talks. The legal issue must be resolved before a contract settlement can be reached. Atlantic Superintendent Steve Barber said in a statement to the media that the district has filed a complaint with the Public Employment Relations Board requesting a decision in regarding the process of negotiations and comments made by public employees. The district looks forward to continuing to work with the association in negotiation and finalization of an agreement for the 2018-19 school year. The Education Association has 10 days to respond to the complaint, but can request an extension if more time is needed to formulate a response. News time is 7:08. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports today 27-year-old Kirsten Lynn Wilberding and 25-year-old Dustin James Danick, both of Red Oak, were arrested at around 11 p.m. Thursday. Wilberding and Danick were taken into custody in Stanton for violation of a no-contact order. Their bonds were set at $300 each. And Red Oak Police report 61-year-old Pamela Jean Sickles of Red Oak was arrested at around 10:20 p.m. Thursday for public intoxication. Sickles was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. The Page County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that two people had been arrested Thursday on warrants for probation violation. 18-year-old Divine Janice Moore of Red Oak and 29-year-old Joseph Cody Foster of Shambaugh were both taken into custody. Moore was unable to post a $2,000 bond and was being held pending further court proceedings. Foster was being held in the Page County Jail on $5,000 bond on another charge. His bond on the charge of violation of probation adds $2,000 to his total bond. Foster is also awaiting further court proceedings. A Central Iowa man was arrested late Monday night in Union County. Sheriff's officials said Thursday, 40-year-old John Michael Burgoyne of Des Moines was arrested at around 11:30 p.m. Monday at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. He was taken into custody on two Union County warrants for probation violation, and Burgoyne was being held in the Union County Jail on a $4,000 bond. The Cass County Board of Supervisors met in a regular session Wednesday morning. During their meeting, the board approved the appointment of Atlantic resident Dennis Vogel as Cass County Weed Commissioner for 2018. In other business, the board heard from Cass County Treasurer Tracy Marshall, who received an offer to purchase a county-held tax sale certificate. The board approved an agreement with Kevin Sint and will abate the tax penalties and interest on the parcels in the Griswold area. Sint will pay the assignment fee. The move means the properties will get back on the county tax roll. The agreement permits the treasurer to strike the amounts due from the county system in accordance with Iowa code, subject to his taking possession of the parcels. And Tracy Marshall also received an offer from the city of Griswold to enter in an agreement for a county-held tax sale certificate and take possession of the property if the county will abate taxes, penalty, and costs. The board resolved to enter into an agreement with the city of Griswold to abate all the taxes, penalties, and interest collectible on a certain parcel and to direct the treasurer to strike the amounts due from the county system in accordance with Iowa code and subject to Griswold taking possession of the parcel. In our funeral announcements, Doris L. Adams, age 82 of Panora, died Tuesday in Ankeny. Funeral services for Doris Adams will be this morning at 10:30 at the Panora Christian Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Marsha Plain, age 67 of Minden, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Marsha Plain will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Dallas Havoc, age 101 of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dallas Havoc will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Eldon Butch Howie, age 80 of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday in Oneida. Funeral services for Butch Howie will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mildred Reinig, age 94, of Harlan, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Mildred Reinig will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Richard L. Anderson, age 81, of Arizona and formerly of Brayton, died January 27th in Arizona. A celebration of life memorial service for Richard Anderson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Edgar Hemphill, age 95, of Atlantic, died April 13th. Funeral services for Edgar Hemphill will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donna Bell Willis, age 97, of Colorado Springs and formerly of the Cass County area, died March 28th. Memorial graveside services for Donna Bell Willis will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Ron L. Peterson, age 58, of Exira, died April 7th. A Celebration of Life memorial gathering for Ron Peterson will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Audubon Memorial Building. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Orville Gard, age 97, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Orville Gard will be Monday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jennifer Erb, age 42, of Manning, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Services for Jennifer Erb will be held Monday at 2:30 at the IKM Manning Gymnasium in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Floyd Hightoff, age 89, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. A mass of Christian burial for Floyd Hightoff is pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Robert Bob Just, age 79, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Bob Just are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.